Oh, bummer. Kind of a calm song.
Yeah. Good morning.
Calm before the storm, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Julie Chadwick in with me this morning. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Yeah. James out a little under the weather this morning. I'll be doing Swap Shop next hour. So here we go. You ready?
I'm ready. What are we doing?
Loving the wind today, huh?
You know, the wind is just lovely every day. Don't we all enjoy it?
I don't recall the wind blowing this long.
This hard, this consistently.
I know. Consistent, hard winds every day. 40, 50 miles an hour. 44 yesterday, mile an hour. We're supposed to get 45 today. We're supposed to get 50 tomorrow.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Okay.
Well, Bundle up out there.
We'll try to brighten everyone's day, shall we? Okay. Today's Butterscotch Day. You like butterscotch?
Yeah.
Okay. It's also Butter Crunch Day.
What is that?
Like, I don't know. It's like candy? I think it's candy.
Maybe it's like a topping.
Okay. We'll call it, it's Butter Crunch.
Okay.
We like it. Camcorder Day. Wow. Going back, huh?
Yeah.
Cheese Lover's Day. Love cheese.
I love cheese.
What's your favorite?
Now you say that it starts with an H. So you say yours and then I'll remember it. Havarti.
I was just going to say, you mean Havarti? That's good. You know mine?
Provolone.
Yes.
I don't like provolone.
Really?
I only know that because you and James were talking about it one day.
Provolone. I love provolone and mozzarella.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Mozzarella's good.
Yeah. Coffee break day.
You make coffee? Every day.
Yeah. I know. You love your coffee.
I love my coffee.
I know. She comes in this morning after I let her know. It's like, hey, can you come in and do the show? Which I don't think you've ever said no.
No.
But you're always here anyway. You always come in early. So, and she walks in the door and she looks at me and she goes, do I have time to make coffee?
And he said, and I go, never mind, I'm going to do it.
She goes,
you're wasting a minute. I said, I
wasn't sure on the time. She goes, never mind, I'm going to go make it anyway. So here we go. Penguin Awareness Day. Love the penguins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awareness about them.
Yes. Take a walk outdoors.
Sure, ooh, not here.
Maybe not today. Or if you want to, do it now.
Yeah, do it right now.
Okay.
You have 20 minutes.
Yeah, before the wind hits. Do you like going somewhere with your laptop in a public setting maybe and just doing work?
It's not something I do, but I bet a lot of people that work from home enjoy that occasionally.
Scientists say people like the background noise and can make them better creative thinkers.
Well, I just turn the radio on for background noise.
Yeah, me too.
Plug there.
That's a distraction for me.
Not for me.
No. If I'm in a coffee shop and I have my laptop, which is like I can probably count on two fingers the number of times I've ever done that, and I get
think
distracted.
Here, because it's a small town, it's not like you can go somewhere anonymous. You're going to run into people. Hey.
True.
Hey.
True.
So it might be more of an interruption.
Yeah. But I can't do that. I can't. Some people can. I think James can. He reads.
Yeah, he'll go to a restaurant and have lunch.
Like,
and
that's
read.
Total. That's to me.
I
that's
like doing
total.
That.
That's total. Going somewhere to read?
Yeah.
With other people around?
Yeah, I mean, just in a, now I haven't done as much here, but when I lived in other cities, I would do that.
Okay. See, again, distraction to me. I get easily distracted. And so I just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that.
We've only worked together for 18 years, right? You probably figured that out.
Let's bring it back to the topic.
All right. New study finds, Julie.
Yeah.
You're a horse owner.
Mm-hmm.
Horses can smell fear.
Absolutely.
New scientific study confirmed horses can detect human fear through their sense of smell.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
You own a couple
I've
horses.
Seen the
so
reaction
you've seen me. It. You've seen it. Yeah. Okay. So when horses are exposed to a fear odor, they exhibit high levels of anxiety themselves. So you've seen this personally. Mm-hmm. So they didn't even need to do this study. They should have just asked horse owners.
Actually, that's probably really true.
They should have just went to horse owners. Hey, we're doing a study. Do you think horses can smell human fear? And they're all going to go, yep, they can.
You don't even have to know if it's that they smell it. It's just they sense it.
Yeah.
I don't know why they had to discover it was the smell.
I know. Interesting. Most affectionate animals in the world.
Most affectionate.
Yeah. What do you think some of the top?
Off the top of my head, I'll say dog.
Dog's like 9th and 10th.
Wow.
Cats are 9th and 10th. Mm. Right? Dolphins. Oh. I'm moving up the list here. Dolphins. Often rubbing their bodies against one another to reduce stress.
Okay. So not affectionate to humans. Just affectionate.
Just affectionate. Yes, in general.
Whales.
No. Hmm. Dolphins are elephants.
Oh, yeah, for
very
sure.
Very much so.
Lions.
Yes. No. Hmm. I'm at the number 5 slot. Pigs.
Really?
Pigs, often cited as being smarter than a 3-year-old child, pigs are incredibly emotional. They form complex social hierarchies and are known to have best friends.
Hmm.
And they often, if they like each other, sleep snout to snout.
Okay. I didn't know that was all affection in them. That's interesting.
It is interesting. You own rabbits?
Yes.
Okay.
Extremely affectionate.
Yes. And you know how, you know when they express their love? Have any of your rabbits jumped in midair and twisted?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, they love you then.
Yeah. It's called something specific.
And then they nudge.
Binky. It's called a binky.
Yes. Yes. It's right here. Binky. You didn't even
see it. So my rabbits free roam in a room, and there's 3 of them. And
joyful midair twist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's cute.
They'll nudge your hand.
Yep.
To let you know that, hey, I want to be scratched on my head.
Yeah.
And they'll purr. Do your rabbits purr?
Yeah. They're amazing animals. And, you know, if people just spent more time with them on a one-on-one, they really are smart and funny and affectionate. And they can be litter box trained.
Yes, they can be. I used to own rabbits, so I agree. But I always laughed when they do that little jump in midair and twist their bodies and do the binky thing. I didn't know it had a name until I saw this, until you just told me, too. I'm impressed. You knew that. What's number 3?
Oh, gosh.
You own one. 2 of them.
Birds?
Horses.
Oh, yeah. Horses, for sure.
Yes. They show affection through mutual grooming. Gently nibbling or leaning their massive weight against each other to show how they feel safe.
What about wolves, coyotes?
No, they're not in there. The science says they'll mirror the heart rate of you.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. This.
You can learn a lot having horses. You don't have to ride them either, just working on the ground with them.
Number 2.
Well, I mean, that's why Chaps does what it does.
Right, exactly. Number 2, chickens. Can you believe that? These feathered friends can recognize over 100 different faces and are known to purr when petted, often following their favorite humans around.
Yeah.
Right?
You've had chickens, too.
Yeah, I grew up raising chickens. What do you think? I can't believe number 1.
I don't know.
You would never guess it.
I wouldn't?
No.
Okay, what is it?
Rats.
Oh, yes, I had a pet rat.
Well, of course you
surprise.
Did.
Surprise. They're extremely.
Boy, that really surprises me that you've had a rat.
I had 2 pet rats. They're extremely affectionate.
Okay. These little pocket dogs, they call them, are remarkably social and crave physical touch. Studies show that rats actually laugh.
Yeah.
Ultrasonically when tickled and will actively seek out the owner's hand. Did your rat seek out your
hand? No, but she used to cruise around on my shoulder, and she would use her tail and wrap it around my neck to hang on. And she also would play with
my dog. Can anybody tell out there in the time that you've spent with me on air all these years that you are Julie, I swear, is the biggest animal lover all around?
Well, animal behavior to me is fascinating.
Yes. So there you go.
Yeah.
The most affectionate animals. Okay. I thought that was apropos for you this morning. I saw that earlier.
Grace and I were talking about rats, Grace, my daughter, the other day, because she had one. It was her first pet. So they are really neat animals.
Okay. All right. So, okay, Julie, this or that. Got to pick one. You ready?
Yeah.
This is for you. Unlimited free coffee or unlimited free pizza?
I think we know the answer to that.
I think so, coffee. Too. Coffee. Live in a treehouse or a houseboat?
Houseboat.
Okay.
What about you?
Treehouse.
They're both kind of neat.
You grew up around the water and lived your life around the water a lot, so I could see how you'd say houseboat. City life or country living?
Country living.
Country living.
What about you?
Country. Totally. I grew up farm boy. Country living. See an alien or a ghost?
Ooh.
Huh?
I don't know. That's...
It is. Interesting.
You know what? I'll go with ghost.
You're going to go with ghost? Okay.
You?
Ghost. Making one of these real? Okay, you ready? Unicorn or mermaids?
Mermaid.
I agree.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Being able to speak every language or play an instrument?
Play an instrument. Wait a minute.
Being able to speak every language or play an instrument.
Okay.
No, I'll say, let me revise this. Okay, I said this wrong. Be able to speak every language or play every instrument.
Play every instrument.
Okay. Because you're playing the saxophone.
Yeah. I am.
You're learning to play the saxophone.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was way cool.
I feel like we have apps on our phone for languages now. So.
Well, they do. And then they have things that you speak to and it translates to somebody else. So you can go to a foreign country, don't even have to speak into the phone.
Yeah.
The app will turn around and speak that language to that person. Isn't that cool? Jeez. Wow.
Someday it'll be a chip in her head.
Probably. Big party, small gathering.
Small gathering.
I figured that. Me too. Organized or go with the flow?
I'm probably a hybrid. You?
Hybrid.
Yeah.
It depends what it is. I can be very organized on some things and other things. I'm like, let's do it. Let's go with it. So I am. I go either way, depending on what it is. Okay. Would you rather have super speed or super strength?
Super speed.
Super strength. All right, Julie, here we go.
Okay.
There's no right or wrong on this. All right. Go into work or work remotely.
Go into work.
Yeah. Gotta have that interaction.
I like it. Yeah.
Especially here at Share to Media.
Yes. It's
got
fun.
Great people to work
fun
with.
Fun place to work.
Okay. Trivia today. 70% of people say it's weird to have this on their phone lock screen.
It's weird to have this on there?
Yes. Obviously it's a picture, but a picture of what?
A political candidate?
70% of people say it's weird to have a picture of yourself.
Oh. Well, yeah, then.
Oh, man. Are you kidding
There's
me?
There's a bunch of people out there scrubbing that off their phone right now.
Fine if it's like a family photo or something like that. But if you're by yourself, like I'm posing.
Hey, I'm not judging. If you have a photo of yourself you like and it's like, a way to pump yourself up each
there
day,
you
go for it.
That's right. Okay, on average, a guy thinks about their hair how many times a day?
20.
Wow. 20? On average, a guy thinks about their hair 6 times a day.
Wow.
I think mine's once in the morning. That's about it. The average woman, how many times a day?
20.
20? Double it.
Oh, really? 40?
40. Jeez. 40 times a day. Well, forget it on a day like today.
Yeah.
Here's some things. The first TV remote by Zenith in 1950 was called what?
The first what?
TV remote. And we got to go.
I don't know. We got to go. I don't know.
You don't know. Sorry. Lazy Bones.
Oh. Hmm.
Did you see? Where'd you put
That's
the lazy
a big
bones?
Sales.
Yeah. Where'd you put the lazy bones? Julie, thanks for stepping in this morning.
You bet. Have a good day.
Always appreciate you too.